Mabel Pike is possibly Alaska's best-known Tlingit beater and skin sewer. She told her friend Sharon Livingston that she grew up in southeast Alaska gathering and eating traditional foods. Living with her grandmother, she remembers that when her grandfather died, it was a crisis for the family.
My grandfather didn't have a job that I know of. So it was the summer wages that saw us through the winter. My grandfather passed away when I was probably 10 years old. And today I owe my knowledge of moccasin making from my grandmother, who fed us with the sales of the moccasins she made. And believe me, there was a lot of times when we didn't have enough to eat at home. We had the staples, you know, but not, I don't think I knew what a hot dog or a hamburger was till I became an adult. We had our, seal meat and deer meat and porcupine. We had our ducks, you know, that kind of food.
Mm-hmm. And but so we, after your grandfather died, who did the hunting for you?
The boys.
The boys.
I had two older brothers, yeah.
So they kept you supplied mm-hmm, with those mm-hmm. meats and
but
stuff.
But it was a tough go, I'm telling you. I remember my grandmother sewing, and I'd accompany her. There was a woman in Juneau. She owned a curio shop. Mrs. Hammer was her name. Bless her heart, that little old lady. She would hide money from my grandmother. Her husband was a gambler. When she made a sale, she would hide the money. She wouldn't let her husband know that she made a sale. So when my grandmother came in, she'd buy the moccasins from my grandmother. Imagine a big pair of sealskin was probably $2.50, and today mine are $250.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mabel Pike spoke to Sharon Livingston at a StoryCorps Alaska booth. Her story will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.
Yeah.